I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steven Robles is on the hotline right now. July 2014, attacked by a great white shark and had the same reaction we would.
Get out shark! Of the water.
This is the moment when Steve Robles' morning swim turned into a nightmare. Shark attack on a busy beach, July 4th weekend.
It made a real fast, sharp left turn and a lunge right up my chest. You could just hear everything crunch.
Listen and you'll hear his cries of agony coming from the water. And people on land realizing what just happened.
Yeah, you got bit.
I felt the shark just gnawing into my chest with the whole body of the shark vibrating. I was staring at this shark eyeball to eyeball, literally like right here.
What does go through your mind?
I didn't want to die. I just, you know, I was scared.
Our next guest is a California man who, on July 5th, 2014, was attacked by a 7-foot great white shark while on a long-distance swim off the coast of Manhattan Beach, California. And in honor of Discovery Shark Week, he's here today to tell his story. Please welcome Steve Robles.
Hey Steve, how are you today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dude, thanks for coming by the show, man. It's a, you know, that's not a fun subject to talk about. I'm looking at the picture of you in the hospital when, you know, he got right underneath your armpit, so around your back and then across your chest, and he was really going for it.
Yes, it was an unfortunate event, and honestly, looking back on all of that, it should not have happened. I've been swimming in the ocean my entire life, and I'm an avid open water swimmer. I didn't realize what had happened until I got to the hospital. When my friends showed up after we got done swimming, one of them told me that the shark was hooked on a fishing line from a fisherman off the Manhattan Beach Pier, and the shark was agitated for 40 minutes. So that whole event should not have happened.
Well, look, I believe, you know, because I'm an avid diver and, you know, when you're at the top and you're swimming, sometimes I think it appears to shark that you might look like something edible. Mostly, you know, we know boogie boards and surfboards, they think that maybe you look like a seal. But
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
But you, this guy hit you and he hit you hard. And it wasn't like he bumped you, like he went for it and he latched onto you. Did he immediately let you go? Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, I actually saw the shark come from underneath about 12, 15 feet underwater.
Ugh.
So from that point when I saw it and it surfaced up, is about 3 seconds, and it bit right into my torso, and it held on for about 5 seconds.
Ugh, that's a long and 5 seconds.
It was a reaction. Yeah, it was just a reaction. I didn't have time to think. My hands went up, I grabbed its nose, and started pushing to get it off of me.
Yeah.
And we were literally staring at each other face to face, and eventually it let go. It went my way.
Because they have that extra eyelid, right? Like, so when they're going to bite, you normally will see, like, as their mouth opens to protect themselves from creatures, there's another eyelid comes up.
It was really scary. It was, like, so surreal.
Sure.
You believe it was actually happening.
And
it's not supposed to happen.
Did you go, was you shocked? Was it shock, or did you feel the pain right away?
Good question. What I felt is whenever a bunch of pins and needles go through your hand, you know, when you're going into an accident and you feel that shock going through your bloodstream.
Right.
That happened through my whole body. And so when I was being pulled to shore by my friends, I was feeling like this throbbing, pulsating jellyfish type of sting.
Right.
And that's what I felt for the first hour until I got to the hospital. And then once I started calming down, that's when the pain really started shooting up. And then the doctors just shot me up with some morphine so that I would, you know, not feel everything.
So if you're just joining the show, Stephen Robles, Discovery Channel Shark Week, we're talking about. And his story, like, it, I mean, that's what we're all weirded out about. I've been to Polynesia and done shark diving, you know, where the guy has the big chainmail suit. And everything was all ha-ha with black and white tip sharks. Until a bull shark rolled in, all I saw was him let go of that goddamn tuna head he had. And I realized, I don't got to outswim this shark, but I do got to outswim that fat lady down over there. And we just started backing out of the way because it's terrifying. I mean, it's genuinely, look, there's nothing you can do. Whenever I see a diver with like the giant Rambo knife, I just think, what are you going to do with that? They're faster than you. You will never, there's nothing you think, you're going to move in ultra slow motion and they're going to hit you hard. And like you said, it's he's on you before you can do anything about it.
Right. Now, one thing I want the audience, your viewers to understand is that I believe in my deepest thoughts that the sharks are really not out to get people.
And I don't think
so. I know that what, you know, the lead up to everything is Shark Week. But I really don't think this event would have happened if a shark wasn't hooked by a fisherman. And on the contrary, I've done a lot of studying and research after this event, and I came to the conclusion that I think sharks in general are gentle giants. It's hard to believe it, but
They're capable.
They'll swim right next to you, they'll swim away, and there are only certain reasons why they will attack you. And we haven't quite figured that one out yet, but it does it. From time to time.
Well, I think it's probably the most basic thing. If it's a big great white, a great big bastard, and he's hungry and you're edible, that's how it works. I don't think it's terribly complicated. You're right. Most of those, everything goes for the path of least resistance. I think, you know, diving, I've seen sharks go after anything with fish blood, any chum in the water, anybody who's spearfishing. They want to eat the most convenient thing. And a guy blowing bubbles out the side of his head and a tank on his back doesn't look like the most convenient thing. Could you get somebody to bite you? Certainly. But it's not their first choice.
I don't think they're... I don't think that we're on their menu. I really don't. Because if we were, you'd see a lot of people getting attacked on a lot more frequent basis.
Right, you're right. You're right. Consumed. Not just bit and let go.
And
because...
The blood of us humans is not the same kind of blood DNA that they're searching for with seals and other kind of marine life.
It's funny
and
you say that.
That.
I just watched a documentary where they were testing the difference between pure fish blood and human blood and how the sharks reacted. And it was like literally they struck this one thing 7 times and they struck this other with fish blood 185 times. So you're absolutely right that they're definitely going for something they know to eat. It's not personal.
Yeah.
The
sharks have a high sensory of smell from far distances away. That's what I've studied after my event. And we're just not on their menu. And I want people to understand that because there's that big fear factor of going out. Everyone has that fear of going out in the ocean. And I know I did get attacked. And it does happen, and it's super rare. But once you study the fish, the shark behavior, you start to understand a little more, and it starts to make more sense why it's okay to go back.
Well, I agree with you on that, but I wish you would just lie to people and say it's terrible to go because sharks do want to kill you. Because let's just keep less people in the ocean, so there's more room for guys like you and I. I'd rather just go on a dive boat with nobody else on it, to be honest with you.
It's something I've done my whole life. And so when I did get it, when I was recovering, I wanted to make sure I got back out in the water right away.
Good for you, man.
Because I didn't want that fear to stay in my mind and become a mental block. So it took about 6 weeks of recovery, and right as I was well enough, I went back out and I swam the exact same course with my same group that I swim with.
Right on, man. That's, dude, not many people would do that. By the way, now really you have an awesome scar to show somebody. Like, if you're like, hey, you want to see something tough? You, how many times you pulled up your shirt just to be like, want to see something awesome?
Oh, my God. It happens all the time. When I go to barbecues, it's not, this is Steve Robles. This is Steve, the guy that survived the shark attack. That's my whole name now.
Yeah, a great white shark. I would be like, great white, not a nurse, great white.
Yeah, and they now my nickname is Shark Bite.
Hey, brother, thank you for stopping by today, man. I hope you have a good week on Discovery. Everybody check it out, Steve Robles, R-O-B-L-E-S. You can look it up for yourself, man. I'm glad you came by and told the your tale.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.